All right, we'll go ahead and continue the call. Up now will be USC coach Steve Sarkisian, and USC is home on Saturday night to open the season against Arkansas State. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Stephen Herbert, City News Service.
Coach, how did this matchup with Arkansas State come about?
Quite honestly, I'm not exactly sure. These schedules get made years in advance. It was probably made while I was at the University of Washington. But it is an intriguing matchup, I'll say this. Arkansas State for the last, has gone to four consecutive bowl games, and they've had some really good head coaches that have gone on and moved on, and Gus Malzahn and Brian Hartson, and now, what Blake's doing there. I mean, these guys are they're really doing a fantastic job of just bringing in good football players and playing good football, and they play hard, they play fast, they're physical. So it'd be a heck of a matchup for us.
Thank you.
Yep.
Again, to ask coach a question, please press star one. And your next question comes from the line of Kyle Kinstein. Cal, your line is open.
Oh, I'm sorry, cut out there for a moment. Good morning, Coach. I know with Adoree, you were testing out the catapult system to monitor his workout. What are your initial impressions from that, and what have you been able to glean from Adoree's workload?
Well, I think the catapult system, first of all, has been tremendous for us. We first experimented or tinkered with it in our bowl prep last year, and then we were a little more committed to it in spring ball, and we were completely committed to it in training camp. And the information we've been getting from it has been really valuable in that we're able to monitor guys individually. We're able to monitor our team and what drills we're doing are more intense than others, and at what times of practice are more intense than others, and for the individuals. And I think what we've gotten out of it is we can monitor Adoree's workload and keep him, obviously he's going to be at the top or near the top of our team, just that's the nature of how he plays the game and how intense he works in practice. But other guys are really intense too, we've come to find out. Juju Smith-Schuster comes to mind as another guy that just jumps out at you, just how hard these guys work. And so We've tinkered with practice to go along with it and trying to do what's best for our players to put them in the best position to be successful.
And do you see it as being something that you'll be able to maybe map out how you actually go about practicing after you have some, more thorough built up over time?
Yeah, well, we have. We took a lot of the data from spring practice and looked at our practice plan, and we already have done that here in training camp, and just in periods that we can lighten the load and periods where we can intensify the load, we've already done that, and we continue to meet on that to just try to get it exactly right as we can, because one is we want to make sure our players are in shape, and we want to make sure they're in the proper condition to go out and perform at a high level in the game, but also we don't want them worn out. So there's a fine line in there. But I think we've got a couple of really good guys that monitor our catapult system for us that have a really good understanding of it and expertise in it. And they give me a lot of valuable information, as well as our position coaches.
Thank you.
Yes.
Your next question comes from the line of Sam Farber, Beast Radio.
Good morning, Steve. For a player like Cody Kessler, who's already being talked about as being a Heisman contender for this year, how important is a game like this against an opponent like Arkansas State to, for him statistically, get off to a good start and represent the program in that award race?
Well, I think first of all, the Heisman is a great award. It's an unbelievable, prestigious award. But a lot of the Heisman is about your team, and it's about how your team performs, especially late in the season in critical games. And so the early on stuff with that award is great, but quite honestly, it's not about that for Cody. It's about our team. It's about our team performing well. It's about our team being in position to win a championship late in the season, and then him performing well in those games are as important or more important, quite honestly. So for Cody, for me, it's about our team going out and playing a really good game Saturday night.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star one.
We have a follow-up.
And we do have a follow-up from the line of Sam Farber, Beast Radio.
wants to jump on. Coach, just with all that's gone on in the last 2 weeks, how much are you personally looking forward to getting back onto the field for an actual game at this point?
I'm excited. This is the best time of year. You know, I mean, this is why we work so hard all year long. It's why the players do all of the off-season 6 a.m. conditioning runs and weightlifting. And, you know, you see these guys grow as players, as individuals. You bring in young, talented players, and you want to see your team play. You know, you put in a lot of work. You want to see them play. You want to see them go out and have fun and do what they love to do. And so I'm as excited as anybody to come out of that tunnel Saturday night and watch our guys go out and perform.
Has the preparation been any different with all that and the added attention for off-the-field things in the last week?
No. We had a really good Tuesday practice today. Typical Monday yesterday for us. So all in all, it's been good. You know, I jokingly say we're kind of used to it around here. So we know how to keep the course, and you know, we'll be fine.
Thank you, Coach.
Yep.
Any further questions for Coach? Last chance, hearing none. All right, Tark, that'll
do it. Thank you. Have a good day.
We'll see you.